there will be this which appears now. So learn Dhamma like in the Buddha's time is the best way to understand Dhamma. In any language, Buddha used the Pali term, the Magadhi language, because people in the old days can understand whatever he said. Like now, there is seeing, see they know right now, seeing, understanding it. But the nature of seeing does not appear as not self. That's why he taught a lot in different ways to condition the moment of understanding seeing now. About the story long, long way around the seeing to come and understand seeing right now.
We think we study Dhamma, mm-hmm. but we study words.
Right.
And if this leads somewhere.
Somewhere to understand words.
Only.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If no one point out that what the word is, not only the term or the word, but it represents reality right now. Otherwise, how can we consider reality right now without words?
Otherwise, studying words just leads to more studying words.
Mm-hmm.
And
no understanding what the word is about now, at this real now.
But can, instead of studying the words and the understanding of reality?
The best way. That's what Buddha taught.
Words, it can be any subject or any topic.
It's very hard to.
So we can say that from birth to death, without the teachings of the Buddha, one speaks words that one do not really understand. One does not understand at all. Like world, what is it in the absolute sense?
The world, like here, around.
One moment of seeing physical
objects. But you mean the world in general?
Okay, okay. If nothing arises at all, mm-hmm. can there be world?
No.
But when anything just arises, there is a world. And we can break up everything into just one reality arising and falling away all the time, unknowingly.
When we talk about worlds in one world, in the moment of thinking about a concept, that can we say the world is just a concept?
Without realities, can there be any concept?
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know realities, though we believe in concept. That's what appears now. See? No understanding about the nature of that which appears as well.
What about
the meaning of anatta? It does mean that there is nothing, nothing at all, and it is anatta. But that which arises is anatta. So anatta is everything which appears now, which is conditioned. No one can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And what one does when one practices, see? No understanding, so what's the use of such doing anything without any understanding?
So even just thinking one should think in a certain way or studying in a certain way is
all appears now unknowingly.
Carries on all the time, from morning up to now. Move on again, to the end of today. And the beginning of tomorrow, we just call that. So one can understand better what one read about ignorance. It cannot understand whatever appears.
The way that can be less ignorant and more knowing is not trying to study or trying to practice or thinking a certain way, but just understanding now very naturally.
Why do we read a lot about seeing? Because there is seeing and there is no understanding of it. And how to know the nature of it is from reading and considering that reading just to understand whatever appears. No matter it's seeing or hearing or thinking, so even you try not to think, it thinks. So it can be anything which appears, like taste and touch and seeing in anything, any reality. Just to know the nature, not the word.
At any time, there's any selection or thinking of this one or that one, it's wrong.
Or just a little trying about the six doors. Because I remember his voice very loud about the six doors each time.
Six doors?
Yeah, the eyes, and you repeat all the time, which is very, very good. You have a nice loud voice.
And also Ajahn is there because we sit here and the world appears, so that's the meaning of vijnana also, isn't it? The vijnana that experiences something, the object, so the world appears because of the vijnana, isn't it?
And what in vijnana does now?
It must be many vijnanas.
Just one.
Only one at a time.
With ignorance for sure. Experiences, concept.
What about seeing? Seeing just sees physical objects.
But it's so many of them. Seems like that. Like the chitta draws a world of people.
When you think of so many, it's thinking.
It's thinking.
Not the understanding, just that which appears. With but detachment, but with attachment, one cannot understand it.
Yeah. That's why we learn this vijnana only.
Instead of talking about vijnana, the word, what about experiencing, or seeing, or hearing, or thinking? Instead of experiencing concept, it thinks, that's all, just thinks. Very simple word.
And there is vijnana of five sense door process. Vijnana of, it's called mano datu and mano vijnana datu. How the two last differs from each other, the two last, mano datu and mano vijnana datu, mind element and mind consciousness element.
What is now appearing?
A world, a color, and concepts of
concept,
thinking.
Does it appear?
We think about something.
So thinking is there.
Thinking is what, Adam?
Thinking things about concept.
Thinking things.
No concept without thinking.
Because there is seven of these vijnana element that experience.
So now what will of the six?
It's seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and thinking.
And thinking. So thinking must be separated from the other five Taoists.
Because for the others we talk about the world of hearing, but for the hearing, because it's concept, we can't talk about
it. Not always concept, I think, when it's thinking by the mind.
The chitta. Chitta,
vijnana. I use vijnana because there is these seven vijnanas. But Ajahn, I mean, what's the difference between six and seven? Mind element and
understand this one before the other one.
Okay.
Before mano dhatu, what appears to me?
Mano vijnana dhatu.
No.
Oh. Seeing, hearing, yes?
There's no understanding of seeing, it's not going to be any understanding of that.
Yeah, right. Because it's called it's in the sense door process.
Yeah, very skillful in remembering words. Manothatu, Manovinyanathatu, Yuntavitana, Stakuvinyanathatu, and so on. But what about the understanding? Not just memory, remembering. The understanding of what you just said, like, you didn't have to say Vinyanathatu. But whatever appears, it's real, only that. Mm-hmm. And can it experience anything, or it is experienced? See? So you take what is seen for something all the time, but do not come to understand the essence or the fact of it as just that which can be seen. You can see this.
It's camera.
Pardon?
It's camera. A camera.
No, no name. See?
And shape and form.
Pardon?
A shape and a form.
Thinking.
Thinking.
Yeah.
It's Manovinyanadasu.
Thinking.
Yeah.
So you think of the term and the words without realizing and considering until there is the very firm understanding about that which is seen, no matter where and when, is only our reality that can be seen.
That is serious thinking, when you just think a lot about
I like also the I don't like this word delirious thinking. I prefer imaginary thinking.
Oh, okay, any word. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how you call it.
The point is to stress that when it's just thinking about terms and labels, it's not teriyaki, it's not wise consideration about what it is now, that it's not helpful. I know none of us like the term, but to be reminded that when it's just thinking about terms and labels, we think it's dharma, but actually it's not dharma.
Ajahn, some people actually do not, as I know, some people who studying realities or Buddhism, they do not appreciate at all the thinking on Dhamma, the thinking on Dhamma that it helps to bring right understanding later, and just says it's useless, but only Panya that matters by direct understanding.
Do they know what Panya knows?
I cannot say, but
when you talk about them, you talk about their thinking.
Yeah.
Do they know what Panya knows? They'd like to have Panya. But do
they? They've heard,
but they say it's useless. It's useless. It doesn't bring to. It brings more confusion, they say, recollecting or thinking about the Dhamma.
Then they would just like to have Panya without any understanding of Panya
can know. Is thinking understanding?
No, thinking. But there is thinking with understanding.
Okay.
Vitaka.
You know Vitaka? Or you just...
Not yet.
Just delirious about it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. But Ajahn, what's the characteristic? Because you talk about the vijnana, different vijnanas that experience, yeah? And it was said that because of the vijnana or citta, the word appears.
I don't talk about vijnana, I don't talk about citta, I talk about this moment.
Mm-hmm.
What is there at this very moment? At moment of visible object is appearing, is then no reality which experience visible object.
There must be something that...
And that we are talking about. Mm-hmm. We don't have to call it Vijnanathatu or anything.
And also there are different kinds of mental realities with that, isn't it?
By knowing that visible object is experience and sound is different, reality appears by another experience.
Sorry, what were you saying about
the vineyard? About the something that is here and experiences.
No matter what you call it, it now feels.
Conditions.
Why not hear? Why not think?
Why do you keep asking about Vinyana when you know it is just Chitta which experiences at every moment, one Chitta at a time?
I think Vinyana, because we talked before about seven Vinyanas there are. So.
But it just means Chitta.
And it's the way you use Chitta instead of Vinyana.
It's a broad point. Thank
you for another one.
Okay. I would, because that I know a lot of Chitta.
Excuse me, at moment of seeing, you don't have to think of how many Chittas. You don't have to think of anything. Just begin to understand that what is there now, because visible object appears. Without that which sees it, can it appear? That's all. And that which sees it is not you. It's only a moment. It arises not at your will. Like hearing now. There is seeing and then there is hearing. No one makes it. No one can condition it. And at that moment, sound is heard. Very amazing. From nothing, sound appears. By understanding this, we don't have to think about the seven vijnana dhatu. But there begins to understand that sound arises and it's just a reality that can be heard only when hearing arises. So from seeing to hearing, no one at all. And one doesn't have to think about seven vijnana dhatu. Otherwise, there's no understanding of that which hears and that which sees at all.
But we don't know still that.
From seeing to hearing.
From seeing to hearing.
To thinking. Mm-hmm. No you at all.
Not from nothing to something.
Nothing cannot be something.
It cannot be something. No. Because it seems like seeing is... I mean, I cannot make my seeing to arise or seeing. It just comes somehow. And I don't know how it comes.
You cannot know until you understand whatever appears. And you know little by little. That's why Nama Rupa Parichetayana first and then Pachaya Parikahayana after. If you don't know the reality, how can you know the different conditions? But since the object is different, so it means that there must be conditions for each different one.
And if it's still the idea of my seeing, then cannot be the understanding.
So people do not know that studying Dhamma is study now, reality right now. And it agrees with every word in the Buddha's teaching. Can you say that at moment of seeing there is idea of it or something? See, I asked him whether he think at moment of seeing.
There is some idea.
Mm-hmm. I cannot say whether there is idea or not.
If you cannot say, then it cannot be seeing. Seeing, no idea.
That's what I heard, but I cannot say. I cannot say.
We do not talk about what you say. Just talk about seeing.
Characteristic seeing.
Just seeing.
No eye, no thinking, no idea. Just
moments of experience. It seems like seeing and hearing the same time.
How do you know that seeing? You think.
Mm-hmm.
But actually at this moment, only to understand seeing. Just seeing, it takes time to really know that seeing cannot be any idea of it. So when we talk about anything, it's there, ready to be understood as it is. Like when we talk about seeing, we don't talk about hearing, we don't talk about thinking, just talk about that which is seen now. And Buddha was the one who penetrated the true nature of everything to know the truth of each reality as it is. That's why we learn to understand that. When there is no understanding of reality, just one at a time, it's impossible to have less attachment to it as something or someone. Just only one at a time. Then it will come to understand that there is no self in that particular one and in each one. No idea about seven vijnana dhatu, mano dhatu, see? What's that? This invisible object, Manotatu, is not invisible object. And Manotatu is not in the seeing. Otherwise you live with the idea of realities only. While reality appears each moment. To approach with understanding of that which appears, not intellectually, but in, with our intellectual understanding, nothing can condition moment of understanding, visible object and seeing right now. Is there hardness appearing now? What experience is it?
Something experienced.
That which can experience it.
Yeah.
No me, not me. Only that which is now experiencing it.
In reality, no, but
why Buddha taught us all about different kinds of vijnana dhatu in order to see that how amazing realities are. But who can know like him? About Manotatu, see, now there are Panchadvara Vachana and seeing and Sampadichana and so on as Manotatu and also Manuvijnana Tatu. But who knows? Just to condition the understanding of no self at any moment, only that. So in one's life, if there would be more and more firm understanding of the no self and non-self, so whenever there is whatever appears, this idea can come up to see that it's not me, it's not self, it's just a reality.
I'm not to be mindful or aware all the time. Not for that. Not to be aware.
Delirious again, delirious thinking again. I'd like to know whether this can be verb. It cannot be verb by itself. It has to be only adjective. Delirious thinking. Like fantasy thinking.
Mañana and fantasy. Viparas and mañanas. Mañanas.
And in the Mula Pariyaya Sutta, they talk about the ones who don't understand earth is like the worldlings are like mad men, like mad people, because they take the Patwe Dhatu for being something all the time. So it's a little bit like that, like the mad, they talk about
so
the mad worldlings.
It can be just only the real thinking.
Yes.
But also, they didn't rejoice Buddha words because of mana accumulated. It was explained that the mana they had, they didn't rejoice. It blocked the teaching.
What is the Thai term you use for?
Bon per, ka.
Bon per.
Per, like sick man.
Sick man, yeah.
Who speak anything without knowing what he's speaking.
Yeah, just like raving.
Madness.
Yeah.
Sometimes we say in English like raving.
I see.
Like raving.
But driving, not concerned with Dhamma or reality, but it sounds like it concerns with sensational feeling.
Like a sick person just raves in a delirious manner.
Unknowing,
just talks nonsense, really.
Raving. So take hardness for something is raving.
Raving about hardness, but not
understanding. Raving about hardness, yeah.
Like
I think that we better move now.
In Thai, is it a very strong expression? Because in English, delirious thinking is very strong.
It's true.
True, very true. Very good reminder.
So don't worry about anything. Life goes on by conditions. Whatever arises is condition. That's all. It's the way to know that it's a detachment from taking it for something, because usually as soon as whatever appears, there's idea of something followed instantly, unknowingly all the time. Otherwise, there will not be the understanding of what is this. But whenever one knows that it's that, it means that it's not only just seeing, there's thinking and series of processions all along. Kun Mo, would you like to sit with me?
Ajahn, for the person who is enlightened, the thinking happens just as quickly, is that right?
All the time, until Panya can see the thinking is not self. This is the point, as right. The third word, Dhamma, anattaness, anatta. Thinking is not self, seeing is not self, everything, until nothing is left to be taken for I or mine. Then reality can appear as it is.
So in terms of us where the thinking happens very quickly and there's no panya...
Have some understanding of it, just leave it. That is the panya's function. But when panya is not strong enough, there is always self is there, inserting in all the time, very rapidly.
And so that's why we study at the theoretical level more about dhammas
and forget about awareness arise. But whenever it arises, panya sees it is just a little different from before. Because before there is hardness appearing, and when panya and sati is there, it begins to understand just that, even very shortly. But it's different from moment when there is no understanding, no awareness of it at all. That's why awareness appears so panya can see that it's awareness. Otherwise we think of awareness, what is awareness, how is awareness. But whenever it does not appear, no one knows. But hardness here usually appear, and without awareness it goes away. But when there is a understanding, a little bit of understanding, or just there, it means that awareness begins to touch or is aware of it instantly. Very natural. The most important thing is very natural. As natural as now.
So it's like it's not the thinking that's the problem.
No.
So
ignorance
and
attachment.
And
wrong understanding.
The only thinking that's a problem is the thinking that thinks we can do something about it.
Until there's no you anymore, no matter how much one is trying, whole day and whole night, it doesn't work at all because it's done by lopa attachment. Just learn to detach, even just a little bit. Don't expect anything. Learn to understand, that's all.
And
there's no understanding right then, but there can be a moment of understanding later.
And when we say trying, that includes all sorts of wanting to have more or wishing there was something was different.
Just want to be another person with great wisdom.
It seems so far off until there is no self anymore.
This is the way to eliminate attachment.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's there all the time, just wanting, trying, because of ignorance that it can be done, but actually it can't.
Sorry, what is far off? What seems so far off? The moment of understanding is not far off.
No.
But you see that it's far off when there is ignorance, because close or near, seeing a visible object, but no understanding. So understanding is far off the moment when it appears.
The destination is far off, but the path is a lot closer. Because one moment of awareness is the path.
When one thinks that it's far off, it's the idea of self again.
Yeah.
See,
idea of self.
Added more and more attachment to the result with self. So this is, it's said that all four noble truths are very, very subtle. Even the path, the last one, is subtle. Because people think that one should try, but actually it's not the self that can try to do anything. But one has to know that chittasikas are working their way on until it becomes the one of the Eightfold Path. Now it begins to be, even vitakka begins to not to think about other things, see? Because after seeing has fallen away, vitakka is there. Take that which hasn't fallen away yet as object until it falls away. And then it take other object instantly, not follow the seeing or visible object with understanding. It always takes one away all the time from this moment of reality which appears and it falls away before vitakka touch it. So what we learn from book only bring us or jetasikas to understand whatever appears now. Otherwise one is lost in the jungle of words. Right.
If vitakka is just momentary, how can it take
everything.
One away from
everything.
The
it
right object?
It rises with citta. Like now.
Yes.
See, we talk about seeing, and vitakka does not touch on the seeing with understanding. It takes one away instantly to other objects like words and terms, concept. That's why without pariyatti, studying the teachings, there's no way to think it up, how to understand, or can this be understood? Is there any way to understand it because it's so real? It has its own nature.
More accumulations that take one away from right objects?
By previous accumulations, yeah. So we have new accumulation little by little. Is there awareness of sound?
No.
See? No. But is there? See? That's why the aramana, the object, does not appear as it is when there's no right understanding. It just there and then it's no more. So avicca again and again and again. Until at moment when it is aware, and when it is aware of the noise, it's not different from that noise. It's like seeing and hearing seems like they arise together. As they cannot arise together, awareness which follows does not arise together. But it seems like just the noise with understanding. And that is to develop awareness of and panya to the degree that there is no trying, no thinking about whether where is awareness or not. It's like one who is very skillful in understanding from not knowing how to understand it all. But by beginning to understand little by little, it takes time. But that is the meaning of kanti, patience. Otherwise, where is kanti? And virya and sammapadana, see? One used to hear about sammapadana, and one knows that sammapadana is virya cetasika. But what is the first sammapadana? The first. There are four. So what's the first? Can then.
Akusala, which has arisen.
Pardon? The first one, the first sammapadana. Sammapadana is virya.
Sammapadana is virya.
And there are four sammapadana. And the first sammapadana is
the four right efforts. The kusala that arose on the kusala. Not yet arisen,
that,
and the kusala that has arisen, and the kusala that will rise. These are the four.
And we can just talk about the core of the teachings to avoiding unwholesome deeds and doing the wholesome deeds.
Yes.
Because then we don't think about even the two.
Yes.
The core of the teaching, the first one.
Right. So the first one is the akusala that has arisen.
And this is sammapadana.
Yes.
And we now talk about the core of the teachings,
right.
Avoiding unwholesome and do good deeds. And develop right understanding. That which arises with the four primary rupas. Whenever there are the four primary rupas, no one can take it away from the four primary. It's there, but it depends on whether it's seen or not. Only to see it by conditions, and karma is one condition, and other condition too. So natural, with a little understanding more and more and more on everything which appears. That's all. Otherwise, one does not really understand the virtues of Buddha at all. How great the Blessed One is. He knew everything. What he taught is only not all of his understanding. Comparing with Arahata, the whole universal sitting, cannot compare with a Buddha.